Nobody does it better than Regent Seven Seas Cruises. Enjoy all-inclusive, unrivaled luxury with unlimited shore excursions, indulgent cuisine, personalized service, and more aboard spacious all-suite ships. Visit rssc.com to experience the unrivaled.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.
The Burt Show.
There is a birthday present I have left in the studio unopened for over a year from somebody in here. And it all has to do with superficial reasons. So last year I turned 27. Oh, miss my youth. I'm so old now. And everyone is so thoughtful. I always used to say that I wasn't a big birthday person because I don't know. No one ever really like shows up for me on my birthday. So I think just kind of like over time, I've just become one of those people that doesn't put a lot of weight on birthdays. But ever since moving here, everyone has been so generous with their time or with their gifts. And it's been cool to like show up to work and be like, oh, it's my birthday. Like, I wonder if something cool is going to happen. Like, you know, maybe my favorite country music star is going to call in because that happened once. And Cassie, being so thoughtful and so generous, brought me in a gift about a year ago because she had noticed something on my TikTok that I was really excited about and had mentioned to her in one of our conversations. So a couple years ago, when I was back living in Florida, I was a big physical book reader. So I would always go to like Books A Million or Barnes and Noble. And while I was there, I noticed that my local Barnes and Noble had set up this little section in the back called Blind Date with a Book. And because I think of life through the lens of content, I was like, oh, I can probably turn this into a really fun TikTok series. And so for a couple of months, I was like crazy viral on the TikTok For You page because I would do these little segments where I would film myself going to the bookstore and showing them all the options and which books you could choose from, because the way it works is it's this shelf and all the books are wrapped in some paper to where you can't see what the actual book is. And on the front, it'll tell you like what's included in the book. Like, is it a romance? Is it a thriller? Is it sci-fi? Is it, you know, action, adventure, whatever? And you get to choose your blind date with a book. So I would go through all the options and I would show what your blind dates could be. And then in the end, I would pick one and I would say, okay, this is the one that I picked. This is why I picked it. And that would leave people on a cliffhanger. And that's what would make me go viral, because people would be like, oh, now I got to go to her profile and see what book it was. And then I would pretend to read it. And then I would do it all again next week.
You're crafty.
Anyway, so it was a really positive series. And Cassie, also being a fellow reader, when we were having a conversation about it, took note of it and went to a local bookstore here in Atlanta and noticed that they did the same thing and brought me a blind date with a book a year ago so I could do the same thing again and maybe try and recreate some of the magic.
You just smacked it and the dust came off of it. I literally watched it go poof.
It's like watching Indiana Jones discover a relic.
But a year ago?
Yeah, a year ago. And so I filmed it. I was like, this will be fun. I'm going to go viral again on TikTok and that'll be like a fun little bonus thing to this, you know, sweet gift that she got me. And so I filmed it and I posted on social media and I waited and I waited and I waited and I never went viral. And it like got 5 views or something. I was like, it'll take off. And I'm like, maybe I'll refilm it. Maybe I didn't do a good enough job. Like, maybe my fans just don't know what they want. Like, the audience doesn't know, you know, what they're looking for. And I just need to wait for them to catch on to like this thing that they used to really, really like. And so it's just been sitting there for a while. And I'm like, when am I going to open it? And so I realized when I scrolled back that it's been about a year since she's given me it. And so I thought, what better way to celebrate the year anniversary of her giving me this book than to finally open it up on air.
Now, Cassie, your feelings on this. You give somebody a gift and they wait a year to open it up.
Well, it literally doesn't bother me. Okay. If y'all remember one time, I kept getting Tommy birthday presents, but not thinking they were good enough. So I think we did an on-air break where I gave him 5 years worth of like birthday and Christmas gifts one time.
It was awesome. It was like Christmas Day.
So, everyone opens stuff on their own timeline. And that's the point of a gift. You give it to somebody and then it's out of your hands and it's not for you. It's for them to do with what they will.
Yeah. Okay. It's literally been sitting behind me in the studio, on the shelf behind me. So if you watch our Facebook videos and you see a little gift bag, that's the gift that's been sitting there. So this is the blind date with a book. It is about
a bad boy and a goody two-shoes. Hello.
Okay.
It's sweet, funny, it's steamy, and it's a bucket list romance. And the song that goes along with it is Too Sweet by Hozier. Let's open it up, finally. Wait. Yeah, get the dust off. Dust off. It's actually really thick packaging. Very excited.
What, watch really it be well. One you've read.
I don't know. It's actually one I wanted to read for a while. Get a Life, Chloe Brown.
What is that?
It's a popular romance book.
Okay.
But it's a series I haven't read yet. So anyway, a year later, I will finally read this book. Thank you, Cassie, for my birthday gift a year later.
I'm glad it's when you wanted, because I've bought one of those for my husband and it did not go as so well.
No, I've heard this one's really good.
It was a person eating other people. So, ooh. Yay!
Yay!
It's been so long since she gave it to you. You're lucky it's still in print.
I'm lucky it didn't disintegrate or something. Right. Yeah.
The Bird Show.
So she's having a baby soon and her husband wants to Instagram live the birth so the whole family can be involved in it. It's going to take a lot to change my opinion on this one right here, because I really feel like that room right there, just for mom and daddy, right? Now, I also come from a series of dysfunctional family elements, right? So I can understand. Can I understand, or am I just saying that? Where there are some that are so close to their family that everybody should be in there. Can that be an opinion?
I mean, maybe, but like,
I'm trying to see it from all sides.
Then also, I feel like it wouldn't be much of an argument. It's just like, oh, I understand we're so close that of course everyone's going to be in there. But if there's a little bit of an argument or conflict, then obviously it must not be a given.
No, I mean, there are some women who are totally cool. Like, they want more people, the more the merrier. And then there are others that want this to be a private event between them and their significant other. So in this instance, sorry, not sorry. If you're not birthing the baby, you don't get a say in if it's going to get live streamed or not.
All right, so I think Nancy here is going to appreciate your take. Hey, Nancy, good morning.
Hey, everyone.
Morning. Okay, so your husband is like, all right. Husband's like, showtime, let's go.
Exactly. I'm uncomfortable being on the radio. Imagine.
We couldn't tell.
All right, what do you got going on?
So I'm currently pregnant with our first child, and it's also our first grandchild. And yeah, my husband wants to Instagram live the birth. His family, he's very, very close to his family, which is great. They're great, but they're a lot. And he's like, let's Instagram live it. And he's like, it'll save me from like texting and calling a bunch of people immediately after. His family is unfortunately not going to be able to just drop everything and get on a plane. They live across the country. He's like, I won't show any private parts. Like,
that's a relief.
That's good to know.
One thing on the list.
Yeah, he's very sensitive.
I mean, it's this deeply personal and private moment. And I'm going to feel self-conscious and he's not going to be like there in the moment. And, you know, the moment should be about us and the baby and, you know, starting our, I mean, we're a family now, but like, you know, adding to our family. And I don't know. I just, it's like there's boundaries and privacy and my, you know, and like expectations about being first time parents. And it's just really, really glaringly different. You know, our takes are different. I don't know. We have the same take and now I'm like, are they completely different? Like I'm close with my family, but he talks to his family like three times a day.
Sure.
So, and his mom is like, I want as much access as possible. And I'm like, that does not include my
Right.
We got you.
So Nancy, I'm doing my best because this is all I know of your husband. So I'm trying not to hate him right now. because giving birth is such a vulnerable position to be in. My thing is the moment he brought this up, and the moment you said no, that should have been the end of it. Like there should be no digging in on this whatsoever. Like you are,
You have created life. You are going to be giving birth to life. This isn't like, I don't, and you know, it is, you know, being the first, so he hasn't, you know, bared witness to this before. I don't know what he thinks is going to happen in that room, but if
yeah,
you were on,
I don't know, like even like his mom said, I want as much access as possible.
Okay.
And I'm like, you gave birth. You know what this is like. Like how, just, I mean, I don't even know if she knows what Instagram Live is, but I just like, I know he feels so guilty that I was like, don't worry, it'll be like you're there. And I'm like, no, I won't even, I was not going to let anyone, I mean, I said that my one emergency backup from him, just in case, like everything's going really, really well. Thank God, thank goodness, is my mom. But that's it. Like, I'm not letting my dad in there. And I'm like, yeah. I don't even know, like, technically, can you only, he's like, I'm going to make a new Instagram so not everyone can see it. And I'm like, is that a thing? And I thought it was only stories and, you know, how they're changing things all the time. So I'm like, there's a real possibility that Jenny from the block or down the block is going to see all my business
right.
and my baby.
What an honor if J-Lo was on your last
show. If it's a celebrity, come on in.
I'm just listening to her, so sorry.
So let me ask this question here. 1-855-VIRT-SHOW. Who, looking back on the delivery of your baby, who do you regret was in the delivery room with you at that time? Ooh. Somehow, some way you got coerced into it, or you thought, or maybe it was even your idea, and you thought it would be a great idea, and now looking back, it's like, oh my God, I wish I wouldn't have done that. 1-855-VIRTUA.
What's so frustrating is I feel like there's not a male equivalent. Like, I feel like there's no way for you to put him in the same position unless you were to threaten to, like, live stream the next time you took, like, a massive dump. You know what I mean? Like, this is the only other time you got the same parts out in the same kind of vulnerable position. You know what I mean? Like, how would you feel?
A massive dump, though, being compared to me?
What else do we got?
What else you got?
I would love to hear, honestly, like, someone defend the man side in this, because I don't even see how it's a debate.
I don't either.
I really don't get it. Obviously, she has to be as comfortable as possible. Mm-hmm. This is not even debatable. I would genuinely be interested in someone trying to take the other side, because I don't get it.
Let's live stream his colonoscopy. There we go.
Okay.
Well, he's sleeping through the whole thing. Yeah. Does he really care?
No.
You still got double cheeked up?
That's closer, though.
We're getting there. We're getting there.
It's just going to look like you're going through the Washington Tunnel. Hey, Candace, good morning. You're on The Bird Show. Hi.
Good morning. I think she needs to find a really good friend and have them take his phone and Instagram Live from the waiting room, because that's where my family would be.
Yeah, for sure. This is so insane to me. This all seems so obvious. I'm with you. Like, as soon as mom says this is, or soon to be mom says, this is going to be the way it's going to be, pops, I'm done.
Sorry, Doug.
All right. That's it.
Yeah.
Your job is done, bro.
Uh-huh. Hey. Here is Cynthia. Good morning, Cynthia. You are part of The Bird Show. Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Morning.
So I say the rule is whoever was there to make the baby will be there when the baby is born. So if the family wasn't there to make the baby, they shouldn't be in the room when the baby is born.
Yeah, I mean, this seems pretty obvious to all of us here. I'm still waiting for somebody to call in to go, like, I can't believe, like, he invited blank, like his coworker in the studio, his boss, needed to be in the delivery room. I mean,
putting myself in Nancy's shoes, my husband comes, the ask, just the ask is offensive, let alone, like, in doubling down and being like, oh, but come on, babe. Like, trying to convince me that it is a good idea to Instagram Instagram Live the birth so that family across the country can be a part of it. Have you lost your ever-loving mind? I am, like, the more I sit here, the more incensed I get that he's being adamant about this and not realize you are the one that's going to be ripped open as you bring life into the world. You don't get a say!
All right, Sydney here is going to tell you that father-in-law was in that delivery.
Oh, he says trapped.
Hey, Sydney, good morning.
Good morning. So my father-in-law was trapped in my delivery room and had to cover himself with a blanket.
Why
was he trapped?
Was the door locked? Why couldn't he get out?
It was an escape room?
Because he was sitting at the bed, which is usually at the window, so he would have had to pass me spread eagle. And I was at stroke levels while pushing out my daughter, and he couldn't go anywhere.
What?
He just blanket it over himself. I don't want to
so
be
he's
here.
Like Casper the ghost in the corner as she's delivering birth.
Yeah, I can't find anybody on the phone lines going like, yeah, this is a great idea. So, Nancy, if you were looking for an endorsement, and if you were thinking, oh, I must be crazy here, it's your hubby here that's kind of the nutty one. You're the one that gets the final say in this thing.
Oh, thank goodness.
Okay.
Thank you so much, everyone, because, you know, I'm so all over the place right now with excitement, with nervousness, and with the, you know, obviously with the hormones that I'm like, am I crazy?
No.
No, you're not. You're absolutely not. Man. You're spot on.
Get it? The Bird Show.
Spring is giving fresh start vibes, like suddenly you want to open the windows, drink more water, and maybe act like you have your life together. But when dinner rolls around and you're this close to ordering takeout again, ButcherBox can help. They deliver premium, clean protein straight to your door. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no mystery ingredients. Just real food that actually fuels your body instead of slowing it down. Effortless glow-up energy. But make it dinner. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. Because when it comes to fueling your body, quality isn't extra. It's everything. Clean, whole protein means better support for strength, metabolism, and that steady, all-day energy we're all chasing. As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/pods. That's right. Your choice of chicken breast or top sirloin for a year or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/pods. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Jackson, a question to ask that has everything to do with hotels and travel. I am intrigued.
We've been talking a lot about hotel hacks and travel hacks. Abby, you talked about how to get better deals on flights and things like that. And so a random conversation got sparked up with a friend of mine who works in the hotel industry. He's like kind of one of those general managers of a nice hotel up in New York. And he dropped the knowledge bomb that apparently if you tip the person at check-in, there is a very high likelihood that they will upgrade you.
I would have never even thought of that.
No. Like,
my ex-wife's dad was so good at this. He was so old school. It almost feels like a mafia movie. Like when you walk in to a restaurant and he used to have a 20 in his hand and he'd slip it to like the hostess. I always thought, oh, that's a gangster move. I don't have the guts to do it, but you're saying you could do that with somebody working the front desk. 1-855-BIRD-SHOW.
So I have no shame and I have no problem doing this. So I actually put this to the test this past weekend. I told you that my girlfriend's parents were coming into town and the room wasn't ready. And I was telling them about this because we met up with them beforehand. And I was like, and they were like, there's no way. And they both also have a little bit of shame. So we're unwilling. And I was like, let me go try to check in for you guys and I'll try it out. Okay, and they're staying at this very nice hotel here in Atlanta, and I walk up there.
Wait, the name of the place matters.
The Four Seasons.
Okay. You're going to throw a $5, slide your $5 right across the counter at the Four Seasons.
Did you Venmo request them first? Can I have some money real quick?
No, he gave me a 20 and was like, all right, give it a shot.
Ooh,
all right. Okay. And I had his ID as well, and I was like, yeah, they're busy over there. So I walked up there.
The fear of the made-up scenario in my head when you slip that 20 and they look at you like, Are you serious?
When they slide it right back to
you. Right?
You're like, wrong president.
Well, the way this guy made it seem was that this is like a normal way thing that a lot of people actually do. So I was like, yeah, I'll go give this a shot.
Okay, but he said this is an... Have you guys ever heard of anybody doing this? Like, when you check in with the front desk attendant to slip them some money to get, like, an upgrade, whether it's a higher floor or a balcony or a view. Like, have any of you all ever done this?
Never. Not once.
I've never heard of the tipping thing, but I have heard of just simply asking. Because my family, we like things for free.
Yeah. For sure.
Right. All right. So let me go ahead and piggyback on this question. In what industry, and then we'll still to get some answers for you too. If it's the hotel industry, you can still call in 1-855-BIRCHSHOW. But in what other industries that we don't know, if you give them a cash tip beforehand, will you almost be guaranteed an upgrade or something that you wouldn't have gotten before? 1-855-BIRCHSHOW.
Yeah, so I go up there and I'm saying that I'm checking in for them. She's like, "Can I have the ID?" And I have the nice 20 folded up on top of the ID, and I give it to her. And there's like other people, you know, at the desk as well. I just picked the one, and she grabs the money and the ID, and then she takes the money and kind of unfolds it, and she goes, "What's this for?"
Oh,
you know.
And I was like, you know, I just thank you. Well, and I panicked. I totally froze. I wasn't expecting it. And so that one obviously didn't work. But I have also heard that for flight attendants and your flight crew, this is something that I saw on TikTok where some people will put together a little like goodie bag care package, some candy, maybe a water, something like that. And you get onto the plane last and you hand that to whoever the stewardess or whoever is, you know, attending the front. And they say, 9 times out of 10, if there is an open seat, they will come to you and move you to an upgraded first class seat.
Oh.
What?
Yeah, I don't think I'm giving anybody a package on a plane that they don't know what's in the package.
A clear bag.
That's a quick way to be in behind bars.
So I just remembered this happened to me.
Really?
And it ended horribly, but I'll share it with you in a second. Hey, Matt, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so does this cash tip work at a hotel, and how, and was it successful?
It was. So I actually used a 20 as well. I was up in New York taking my girlfriend at the time on a vacation, a block away from Times Square. So
Oh, no way.
Assistant director of film. I put this in scenes all the time. Slipped a 20 as a thank you. I went to check out 2 days later, found out they gave me the corporate rate discount.
No kidding.
Wow. Wow. Do you know how much you saved?
Yeah. For the 2 days, about $180.
Okay.
Nice.
Okay. This is good to know.
That was a great exchange rate right there.
Yeah, it was.
Jamie, good morning. You are part of the Burt Show. Save us some cash.
Hey, Burt Show. P1 here. I actually tipped the cable guy who was installing the cable line to my house, and he told me how to switch my plan to get an overall cheaper service with a cable company.
No kidding.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
Wow.
So cash truly is king. So here's where it happened. I can't believe I forgot this story. So you know that trip that I took a couple of months ago with Hollis on his senior trip down to Costa Rica?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So the same trip happens each and every year for these kids at his particular school, and they go down there. So the rumor has been that if you go to this one hotel, if you're not 18, but you're close, if you slip a $20 bill into the passport, they will give you a wristband that says you're 18 years old. Okay?
What?
So we go down to Costa Rica, and Hollis is 1 week away or two, maybe 1 month away from being 18. All of his friends are already 18, so they're having some beers on this resort while the parents are around. Seems safe enough. So we get down there, and the parents are giving me the advice, like, hey, we know he's 17, but he's so close. If you just put this 20 in the passport, they're going to give you the right wristband. The kids can go wherever they want to go. So we go down there, and I do exactly what they say. They slap the passport down, and they're giving us all of our directions, or I slap the passport down, and they're giving us our directions and our little brochure on what the hotel has and what it doesn't have, and I slip a little 20 right in there because they have to go back behind the desk, check the IDs, and then come back with a wristband, right? So this dude takes the passport with the $20 in it, goes behind the counter, brings it back out, sets it in front of me, and it was the longest reach of my life, right? Wondering if that 20 is in there and we got the right wristband or not. I open that thing up. The 17-year-old wristband is in there, and their 20 is still in there also.
Oh.
Dina!
At least he didn't take your money. Can you imagine if he took the 20 and ran?
What was I going to do about
it? You could do.
Right. Totally nothing I can do about it. Okay, so a couple of people around Atlanta that this is never going to apply to. The wealthiest people in Atlanta.
Dude, this is insane wealth that I didn't even know we had in our city. I just was oblivious. So Daddy Caddy with two Y's on Instagram broke down the wealthiest individuals in our city, and this is how much money they have.
They're the five richest people in Atlanta, Georgia. Number five, we have John Brown, worth $6.2 billion. He's a founder of a medical device company. Number five being worth $6.2 billion is actually insane. Number four, Jim Kennedy, worth $6.7 billion. Chairman of Cox Enterprises, a media and automotive conglomerate. He owns like four really impressive yachts. Number three, we have Arthur Bank, worth $8.9 billion. He's the co-founder of Home Depot and owner of the Atlanta Falcons. Number two, we have that Chick-fil-A money entering the list. Dan, Bubba, Trudy, and Kathy White. They're all worth $10.6 billion each.
Damn.
The Canes guy was worth like $18 billion. This chicken money is surreal. Number one, we have Tony Ressler, worth $11.3 billion. He's the co-founder of private equity firms Apollo Global Management. He's a finance bro. It's always finance bros or oil bros on the top of these lists.
So he said Arthur Bank instead of Arthur Blank.
Yeah. I think that's a joke, right? Because he has so much money.
That's what I was assuming.
Okay, and I was like, maybe, maybe not, but just to clarify. But again, I don't even think we can fully grasp how much $10 billion is.
No.
Can't. No. And it was a couple that they had $10 billion. Did he say a piece?
Yeah, the Chick-fil-A family.
Yeah, that chicken money.
They're each worth. Man. Chicken money is real.
Yeah, it is.
I also love the fact that a guy named Bubba is a billionaire.
Yeah. Bubba billionaire.
You know what I would really... I've wanted to do this for so long on the show, and maybe now we have Mikey. Maybe we can do it. I have always wanted to do the type of bit where we send him out to Mount Perrin in those huge homes. You know, you see him on Mount Perrin or on Dunwoody, also is at Spalding, mm-hmm. where there's huge mansions, right?
West Paces Ferry.
And you're just wondering, like, who lives in that house?
What do you do?
I did it before.
You did this before?
Yeah, and it was owner of a bunch of Applebee's. And this home was being built. It was amazing inside.
Was this in Raleigh that you
did
this?
Uh-huh.
I know them.
Yes. I was in their house before they moved in.
Dude, their house was it was insane.
We should do this around Atlanta and just have him go right up to the door, knock on there. With any luck at all, they don't call the cops on him, and we find out who does live in those homes.
You're on The Burt Show.
Spring is giving fresh start vibes. Like, suddenly you want to open the windows, drink more water, and maybe act like you have your life together. But when dinner rolls around and you're this close to ordering takeout again, ButcherBox can help. They deliver premium, clean protein straight to your door. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no mystery ingredients. Just real food that actually fuels your body instead of slowing it down. Effortless glow-up energy. But make it dinner. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. Because when it comes to fueling your body, quality isn't extra. It's everything. Clean, whole protein means better support for strength, metabolism, and that steady, all-day energy we're all chasing. As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/pods. That's right, your choice of chicken breast or top sirloin for a year or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/pods. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.
The
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's Entertainment Buzz.
I'm going to give you a heads up here that this is a really tragic story. So if you're not in the mood for some bad news, maybe tune into the podcast later, because yesterday, a country singer in Nashville was involved in a fatal car accident. This all has to do with a guy named Connor Smith, who, if you're not involved in the country music world, you probably have no idea who this guy is. I personally love country music, knew exactly who this guy was when the TMZ article came out. So he is currently being cited as driving a Chevrolet Silverado pickup truck, and he allegedly struck a 77-year-old woman. Her name is Dorothy Dobbins, as she was crossing a marked sidewalk. She is local to Nashville. She was transported immediately to Vanderbilt University Medical Center, later died from her injuries. Oh. Currently, no charges are being filed, and his attorney expressed deep condolences to her family, emphasizing that the singer is heartbroken over the incident.
Horrible, man. Wow,
that's just tragic for all parties involved, but obviously for her and her family.
It's awful. And this is a busy week up in Nashville because CMA Fest is happening, which, if you've never been, it's like a big country music festival where literally every major country singer ever is performing at, like, Nissan Stadium and the Ryman and all these outdoor venues. So there's a lot going on in Nashville. So I'm wondering if maybe that had something to do with it. But right now, we don't have any knowledge as to whether or not he was distracted by his phone or under the influence. So I'm sure all that's going to be coming out. But I did find this article, not to make a situation worse, but BuzzFeed came out with an article about 14 other celebrities who have killed people, whether unintentionally or not unintentionally. Some of these, I feel like there should be an entire true crime podcast specifically about them.
All right, so off the top of my head, and why maybe it's because I'm like watch so much true crime, but Rebecca Gayheart is on the list, correct?
Let me double check. I didn't think we would get to all of them, so I only got through the first five, but I have not seen her on the list.
Rebecca Gayheart, she was like, I know her from the Noxzema commercials because she was a Noxzema girl. And then she married Eric Dane, I believe. And then let's see, Brandy.
Brandy was the one that was in my mind.
Right? Yeah.
Uh-huh. Neither of these are on the list.
Really? I thought that one would be there for sure. Yeah.
So the first one on the list is Matthew Broderick, who of course is best known for being Ferris Bueller from Ferris Bueller's Day Off. He was behind the wheel of a car that crashed into an oncoming car in Ireland. He was with Jennifer Grey of Dirty Dancing, and it killed two people.
Oh, no.
He said all he remembers about that day was waking up in the hospital from all the anesthesia. Of course, the two people that they hit were killed, but of course, Matthew Broderick and Jennifer Grey are perfectly fine.
I don't have any recollection of that story at all.
Mm-mm. So this is really interesting. Actor Robert Blake, known for films In Cold Blood and Lost Highway, this is a very interesting story. So he was found liable for the wrongful death of his much younger wife, Bonnie Lee Bakley. On May 4th, 2001, Blake, after eating with Bakley at an Italian restaurant in LA, claims that he left his wife in the car while he ran back into the restaurant to retrieve a pistol he'd forgotten, and upon returning to his car, found her shot in the head. Police had determined that the gun Blake left inside the restaurant wasn't the murder weapon, and when the eventual murder weapon was found in a dumpster, his prints were not on it. Still, he was arrested after two stuntmen came forward and claimed that he had tried to hire them to kill his wife. Isn't that crazy? Yeah,
this was a huge, huge story back in the day. This was like the Blake Lively situation now, back in the day. And Bert, you'll remember him. He was Beretta on TV and really old school. He was one of the original Little Rascals.
I don't know why you got to age me like that.
I love Beretta.
I didn't ask for that.
This is also really tragic. So a guy who is best known for being in the movie Diary of a Wimpy Kid, which recently came out in 15 years ago, 2010. It feels like yesterday because that was my childhood. I'm like, what do you mean this movie that came out when I was a kid is like now old? This actor named Ryan Grantham, he killed his own mother, which is absolutely tragic. And then also ultimately planned to do a mass shooting on his college campus.
God.
Yeah, this is starting to get a little depressing. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to pivot.
You didn't see that coming?
Because Kristen loves true crime, and I'm starting to realize I'm like, this is why I don't listen to true crime, because this whole time I'm like, well, this is news, and it's like the worst day of people's lives.
How about Hollywood's unsolved mysteries for her? Not who killed who?
this is what BuzzFeed had to offer me today.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
Man, we had some hot takes yesterday. So controversial, Burt Show, which sparked outrage and debate on our Facebook page. And you know what? I'm here today to say that I listened and I looked at the comments, and I'm ready to double down, baby.
So this all has to do with the story that I brought to Eva's yesterday, where I was talking about how this woman in the UK took her kids to go see this new movie everyone's very excited about, the live action Lilo and Stitch. And she shows up to the movie theater and she notices that a single adult man was also at the movie theater watching this film. And she thought that this was a little odd. So she took this to a parenting forum online and said, you know, do you think I'm overreacting for thinking that it's a little weird for a grown man to take himself to what is widely known, I guess, as a children's film predominantly? Is that weird? And 95% of the people in the forum thought that she was overreacting and that he had every right to go see the film because, you know, it's not necessarily just for kids.
Yeah, so I listened to that story yesterday and we all had some opinions. And mine was predominantly like Lilo and Stitch was, the first one was made in like 2002 or something like that. So it's kind of baked into your childhood. And it also, there's just something, there's the texture of that movie that if I saw a dude in that, in a current Lilo and Stitch movie, I wouldn't even think twice about it.
Mm-hmm.
My take yesterday was, though, on the original Frozen, if I am there with my kids and I see a dude sitting by himself, I would do a double take and I would not sit next to that kid or that dude with my kids, right? It's just my I'm not calling the cops on you. I'm not asking security to tase you. I just think that that's an odd movie to see as a middle-aged man by yourself.
Yeah.
I agree. I mean, I wouldn't be odd enough for me to like think to take it to a forum or anything like that. But if would I have the thought in my mind of seeing it and going, that's different.
that's a choice.
It's a little different. Yeah, I certainly would.
And then my take yesterday was, again, I was like you with the Lilo and Stitch. I wouldn't have thought twice. And I was like, that is rather judgmental. I mean, there's so many Disney adults and mm-hmm. there are so many people, like you said, with nostalgia and it's a live action film. Like I seriously would not have thought twice about it. But there are some movies, I think it is just dependent on the movie. And if it is targeted at like a really young age, then I might like raise an eyebrow, mm-hmm. but it's not going to make me freak out, but mm-hmm. I do think you need to be in this day and age aware of your surroundings, yeah, especially if you're a parent. Sure. I think that's the responsible thing to do.
And I think if I want to be opinionated about it, it really is a movie by movie uh-huh. basis. Like if it's Wicked, right? There's a dude by him, middle-aged guy in the movie theater for Wicked by himself. I don't think twice about it.
I don't think that's weird, but sounds like Kristen's shaming the Paw Patrol adults, you know? the guys who love Paw Patrol. I'm trying to make a joke.
Because I brought up Paw Patrol. Like, yeah, it is dependent upon the movie because I feel like that is like targeted at very, right. very young kids.
All right, so let's go over some of the comments on our Facebook page. And I asked Rebecca for a cross section. And because I don't very often go on our Facebook page because, you know, Facebook, she was telling me that people were pretty fired up about it, right? There were also little girls in swimsuits in this movie. When Mary Kate and Ashley were at their prime, it was actually a huge issue that came to be where certain types of men were going to these movies for ill-intended purposes, especially the movie Holiday in the Sun. You guys know this one?
I used to watch them, but it was a little bit before my time. But I'm assuming if it's a Holiday in the Sun, they're probably in their bathing suits a lot.
That's what she says, because the girls are on vacation in swimsuits for a lot of it. So she writes, so
that would be a movie. Again, if we're going like case by case, a mm-hmm. movie, if it's an Ashley and Kate Olsen movie, Ashley, Mary Kate Olsen movie, and it's young preteens in bathing suits, and you are a dude by yourself in the theater, I'm going to raise an eyebrow.
Right.
At
I'm yeah, full blown judging. Yeah.
I was like, I'm not, both eyebrows are raised, yep. and I'm looking at you like you're up to something.
Okay, here's a comment by either a bot or a coward, because it's a GPD605X. With the picture of a truck. It's his avatar. Heaven forbid someone watch a movie by themselves. People need to chill out. All four people. I love going to the movie by myself. Mm-hmm. I really do love it. Again, it's movie by movie basis. Again, I think the classic example for me is indeed Frozen, mm-hmm. right?
What if the guy is singing Frozen from his soul, like every song? Would that make you judge him more or less?
You know what? I'm going to be on the other side of the theater, so it doesn't much matter at that point. I usually wait a few weeks if it's a kid movie and I want to see it in theaters. Another comment by Christy. Yes, it's weird. You don't know what he is doing when you walk in a movie theater. And from the father of a kid that worked in a movie theater and had to clean up in said movie theaters. There was one day where he quit on the spot by something that was left in the seat. How do I say
it? It was used, right? Damp spot.
Yeah, it wasn't a. It was the actual. It's what goes in the used thing.
Really?
Yeah.
It was just a puddle.
In a cup.
I'm
getting it.
Sorry, it took so long to get there, but I got it.
Crocodile Kimmy says, "But you have to be smart in this day and realize what it looks like. Maybe wait to stream it at home." As a single male who loves Disney, Pokemon, anime, and cartoons, how can you deny someone something that makes them happy? They're not pulling a Pee-wee Herman, so let them be. I'm assuming it came from a lady named Karen.
That's a whole the philosophy we played a while back. That woman that came out with like, don't yuck their yum. Like everybody's entitled to like to their. Everybody's entitled to their joy,
right?
So you shouldn't steal their joy from them.
I think that's what the mom was confused about online, was like, why is this children's movie your yum? You know what I mean? It's like, we're not trying to yuck somebody's yum, but like if it's a kid's movie, why would a man be there? Why would a grown man be there?
Ty says, has the movie been out longer than a week? Fair game if you want to watch Solo. If it's opening date, that's creepy. So it's a timing issue there. Jason writes, if a Facebook moms group says it's wrong, then you know you're doing the right thing. And unless he's doing something vulgar, it is not inappropriate. It's a kid's movie, and kids' movies are comforting and entertaining without the stress of other movies. Maybe so. I'm just telling you, if I go into that theater and I have a young child, if there is a middle-aged man at a movie that is specifically focused for young kids like that, I'm not calling the cops. I'm just looking at it kind of like, okay, and we're not sitting in that row.
You're clocking it and moving on.
I'm clocking it and moving on.
Sitting in the back.
This is The Bert Show.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.